President George Bush has been busy on the road in the days before the convention. This afternoon, he spoke to supporters in Wheeling, West Virginia.
And finally, in order to keep jobs here in America, we've got to be wise about how we spend your money, and we've got to keep your taxes low. It's an issue in this campaign. I'm running against a fellow who's already put out there about $2 trillion worth of new spending promises. That's $2 trillion. That's a lot with a T.
We are now joined by NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, who's been following the Bush campaign. Hi, Ron. Hello, Ron. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice, Jennifer.
Very good to hear yours. The president is sounding relaxed and very much at ease leading up to this convention.
Oh, I think we really saw the folksiest of George W. Bush's style this afternoon. He was in fine form. He's clearly looking forward to the convention, looking forward to the campaign, and getting into that style, which he adopts in West Virginia and many other states, of being, you know, another American guy who just happens to have been thrust into this particular role and taken on this responsibility. But I think they say it all when the country western singers come on after his speech and sing, "I'm a little rough around the edges, but I just might be exactly what you need."
Okay, what has, substance-wise, what has his main message been this past week?
I think we got a really strong foretaste of Thursday night's speech this afternoon. I think it might be very close in terms of the exact language and certainly the laundry list, as Linda called it a moment ago, of the things that the president wants to talk about. At one point he said, you know, we've come through a lot together. And of course he's talking about 9/11, and he's talking about economic consequences. He's talking about bad things that have happened over the last few years. But really the main theme is things in America are great and getting greater. That's really what the president wants to put across. And he's got a spin on the economy that sounds good for West Virginia. He's got a spin on coal, which has been a troubled technology, that sounds good for West Virginia. And he talked about health care delivery, education getting better, and so on. Now, in every one of these cases, someone could come along and make a negative case or criticize what the president's done or say the numbers aren't that good and prove their case. But the president is getting more and more confident in putting forward his assertion that things are just great and they're going to get greater. And in another 4 years, everything is going to have been solved.
Where is the president headed tonight?
Well, the president's going back to Washington between some of these events, and then he's going to hit a couple more battleground states. He may come in as soon as Wednesday to New York, or he may not come in until Thursday to try to lessen some of the strain on the security situation here. The president may keep his actual number of hours in New York fairly minimal.
All right, NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Many of the delegates to the convention have headed off to enjoy the city tonight, but earlier, just before she headed out, we spoke with Delegate Cynthia Hanley from Cocoa Beach, Florida. What are you up to today? What do you plan to do? Is it all work, or is there some play in your trip there?
Mostly play. We're going to go see a play, The Lion King, this afternoon. We want to go out to the U.S. Open tennis tournament, so we're going to work a few of those little trips in.
Now, you were an electoral...
I was a member of the Electoral College in Florida, one of the 25 that got all the publicity and attention.
How does this experience compare with that so far?
Less stressful. That was pretty stressful. This is more of a party. I'm excited about the campaign. My husband and I are running the Bush campaign in one of the largest Republican counties in Florida on the Space Coast, on the East Coast. We've been doing this for quite a number of years, and this, without a doubt, is the largest, most highly organized campaign we've ever been involved in. It's huge. People are volunteering every day that we've never seen before in the 10 years we've been working on these campaigns. So we're excited and looking forward to the November 2nd, and hopefully a victory for President Bush.
And why do you think there's so much excitement this time, so many volunteers coming in?
In Florida particularly, I think the Republicans were so angered over the mess that was created in the 2000 election. I don't think they've gotten over it yet. And they're going to make darn sure it doesn't happen again.
How? Just to make sure it's not so close, there's so many votes that there's no question?
Well, we're going to make sure only honest votes are counted this time, not some of the votes that were counted during the 2000 post-election recounts.
Hanging chads and things like that?
Yeah. That was a pretty serious problem. I was very familiar with that voting system. We had used it in Ohio when I worked on campaigns in the 70s when it was a new system. And I knew right then that there was a problem because every time they counted the ballots, even the first time, the chads were flying. Having problems with those systems didn't surprise me any, but they're not meant to be recounted over and over again because you lose chads every time you recount. So I'm glad that's not going to happen again in Florida, and the electronic is the way to go.
This time here in New York, what speakers are you most looking forward to?
Well, I think, of course, I'm looking forward to the president's speech because I felt the last time in Philadelphia, he gave an incredibly good speech, and it inspired all of us to go out and work really hard. Zell Miller's, I think, will be good. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be very interesting to listen to.
He's a Democrat, of course.
Of course, but that's why it's interesting.
There's a lot of the speakers have been described as quite moderate and not necessarily representing the GOP base there. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I would be considered probably more moderate, and so they, it suits me fine.
They'll be speaking to you.
They will.
Is there in your delegation there, are there different views on that?
I haven't heard any. I haven't heard any controversy at all about the speakers.
And what are you looking to hear substance-wise from the president or other speakers, kind of looking ahead?
I want some real positive statements. I think we need to move ahead and stay the course and be positive and do what's best for America. I don't want to hear negatives. I'm tired of negatives. I want to hear positive things, and I think we are doing positive things. I just think we need to hear about it more.
Cynthia Hanley is a delegate at large from Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.